When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And this would be a good week to let them know they want to be here. Remember, we got special blessings going on for the animals today. And the best way to pick up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And if I am not mistaken, well, then before I even do that, let's just set the table. And I have to tell you, as delighted as I was, oh, thanks, Kath, as delighted as I was to be let out in public last week and be at Jones & Company Pets for the live remote, it was so much fun. I am just as delighted to be back in the studio because I missed my, well, I don't know if we've officially married yet, you know, and have become radio spouses, but Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
I do miss you now. What does that
mean?
Well,
you know, it's like I was there, but I really wasn't there.
Right, yeah.
I was here.
Yeah, but I didn't get to hear your voice as much, and
That's true.
Didn't get to see your smiling face.
But I do have a disclosure.
Oh, yes?
I was sitting down for the whole show.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, my.
Nobody to make eye contact with, so why not?
But you said you never sit down.
No. I sit down, but not when I'm doing a live show. I stand up.
Oh.
So that we can make eye contact. Because if I sit down, it's harder.
Yeah,
it's harder to make eye contact.
See. Yeah, you almost disappear.
You have to have eye contact. So yeah, just a little inside thing.
Well, I'll be darned. Now, see, we all learned something. Now, I can tell you that Gary, you know, always we could call the initials before Mike don't really work if we.
Sometimes they
we'll
do.
Have to use, yes, sometimes.
Never, but not in this case.
Yes. We'll just have to use the whole world. Production engineer Gary Hill before Mike. And y'all just chuckle at that one. He used to sit down all the time, but we weren't in this studio very long before he left and you took over.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't remember that being an issue. But of course, I didn't have eye contact with Gary as much because Gary always had a whole bunch of things on his plate.
It may have been by design with Gary sitting down just so that he could do his other things.
Yeah.
He was a busy sports guy.
And he was always doing something else. So, all right, the rest of the table. Across the table from me would be call screener Kathy is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha.
Good to see your smiling face. And, of course, you were with us the remote last week. So.
It was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
And then across the glass in her private studio and answering the phones for the first half of the show would be call screener Aji. Good morning, Aj.
Hello, Martha.
No, that's all right. You can choked on her first words.
Hello,
yeah. Anyway, Aji was also out at the remote. And didn't we have a great time?
It was.
It was really fabulous. And Dr. Nels was a big hit. We're going to talk about him in just a moment again. But we have to set the rest of the table because it is the second Sunday of the month. And that means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday. So gifted Mount Shasta Mystic is with us, coming live from her kitchen table in Mount Shasta, and that would be Rob and Alexis, and I assume that the other half is also there, Bob. Although we don't hear anybody doing dishes, so we don't know. So anyway, good morning, Robin. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am here, and I'm having a very intimate experience this morning with Mike, your board op.
Oh.
We're both sleep talking.
I did hear part of that this morning because you were saying how sleepy you were, and Mike was fessing up to the fact that he was sleepwalking. For the first couple of hours.
Yeah, but just wait a couple of hours until Robin and I wake up.
We'll
be on fire.
Okay, so it's going to be the 11 o'clock hour. Things really get cooking here.
11:45.
Well, that's not much time left.
That's right.
I have to say, I'm very much awake this morning. I'm excited about the show. And I stay awake for Sunday morning. I go back to sleep when I get home after I've landed, and it doesn't matter. Now I don't hear Bob's
voice. I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
I just didn't want to interrupt everybody. Good morning, one and all.
Good morning, and now all is right with the world. Oh, well, not quite. Where is Master Rumi the cat? Is Rumi?
He hasn't got his lazy butt out of bed yet.
Oh, he is still sleeping. Okay. I was amazed. My cats, it was the first morning that I can ever remember, even though it's early for us, that I woke up and I had not one cat in bed with me. Not
Whoa.
One. And I usually have, you know, an Abby pile plus Sophie. And so there's usually, you know, five or six cats. Now, granted, it's early for us. It's radio Sunday morning. I get up much earlier than I normally do. But what's going on at my house is frog hunting.
Oh, how fun.
And I think it has something to do with the weather because, you know, of that 80 days of no rain and sunshine we had and it being warmer than usual, I think the little tree frogs are having a last batch of kids. A late last batch of kids before winter. And they're the little tree frogs that I have lots of. I have great big bullfrogs and stuff out, but they stay in the water. Tree frogs like live around moisture but not in water. And they're bright green, and maybe an inch and a half as adults. Kathy's nodding her head. She knows. Mm-hmm. Well, their babies are about a half an inch. So they're little teeny, and they're the cutest little things. Well, when I mowed the lawn last Monday, I had to stop the mower and get off four times to rescue little baby frogs in the grass, you know, to get them out of the path of the mower. Well, sometime between then and now, and I don't know, you know, does it make sense that frogs would want to get out of the rain? I mean, that kind of just somehow doesn't compute to me. But since the rain started, like 2 days ago, the little baby frogs have been seeking refuge, I'm assuming. Now, Robin, maybe they'll start talking to you and fessing up. And they're going into the cat run.
How do they get in there?
Well, you know, it's one by two mesh, wire
mesh
all around. So they
large.
Can go through the wire, yeah.
Oh.
And go into the cat run. Well, can you imagine Sophie Sweet Cheeks, her ruddy boys in red? These, you know, five, you know, they think they've hit the jackpot because these little things hop and they can pounce them. They hop some more. And then Abyssinians are very gentle with their prey items. And so they pick them up in their little mouth and then they bring them in the house because they're more fun to play and pounce. So night before last, I'm sitting watching TV, and all of a sudden, I just have this pile of ruddy cats come, you know, Abyssinians come running into the house, and they're all focused on one place in the living room, and then I see something's hopping. And I say, okay, so I'm up, and I rescue a baby frog, and I take it outside, and I say, now look it, stay out of the cat run, okay? I'm going to take it to another part of the yard. Come back in, sit down, get back into the show. The cats come screaming in and hop. I get up. I take another one out. Four times I did that Friday night. Four baby frogs out. Well, then last night, same deal, only I rescued three. And so I don't know how many babies are out there. I keep telling them. This morning when I left, now, when I woke up this morning, the reason there were no cats in bed with me, well, G-Man had not left his feather bed in the living room. It was still warm from the fire last night, so that's not unusual for him. He's the almost 16-year-old. But the other five, what do you think they're doing? They're out in the cat run frog hunting, you know. I mean, they're so into this. So anyway, that's what's going on. Frog hunting season at my house. But I'm pleased in that they're so gentle, they catch them and bring them in without harming them at all.
That's pretty amazing.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. And should we start the woo-woo stuff early? Are you ready?
Well, yeah, I'd like to say something woo-woo, so go ahead and do your music.
Well, can I tell you the frog woo-woo first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want some frog woo-woo.
Okay. Well, last
I
night.
I really do. It just sounded funny.
After I'd captured two frogs and let them back out, you know, taken them back outside, I then was looking for something on the floor. I found underneath the cat tunnel and all this stuff in the front room, there was some kind of pile, and it was a baby frog that was upside down, you know, and covered with, you know, some little hair and stuff, and oh, my heart just broke because I thought it was dead, you know, it was belly up, and I picked it up and put it in my hand, I can't be positive that it was totally dead because I don't have a little baby froggy stethoscope, okay? You know, and you can't, like, feel a pulse because, you know, we're talking a half an inch here.
Yeah.
But it was upside down, and for all intents and purposes, it appeared deader than a proverbial doornail. So I put it in my hands, and normally what I do with them once I capture them, because they're so, like, shocked, I cup them in my hands and activate my Reiki energy and kind of do some healing work with that. So, but it occurred to me, I do, since now I'm a yogi and a disciple of you know, Paramahansa Yoganandaji, there's a little prayer ritual that we do for special healing. And I'm standing there in the living room, and I'm feeling so bad about this, that I didn't get this frog in time, that it's dead. I put it face, you know, right side up in my palms, and I held my arms, and I decided, and I just got that message, do the ritual, only do it a little differently. So I did it. What the little prayer or affirmation or command is, Divine Mother, thou art omnipresent. Thou art in all thy children. Thou art in whoever, and then manifest thy healing powers in their mind, in their body, in their soul. Om, peace, amen. Okay, so that's what I was. So, but as I'm doing it, I get this message in my ear to alter it. So I say, Divine Mother, thou art omnipresent. Thou art in all thy children. Thou art in this baby frog. Manifest thy healing and resurrection energies in its mind, in its body, and in its soul. And I'm right in the middle of the Om, Peace, Amen, and I about vibrated right off the planet, and I felt the frog, you know, come back to life and start moving around in my hands. And I'll tell you what, I about fell over right on the spot. You know, because I've tried to do this with a lot of, like, little dead creatures, but I think I finally got the right, you know, it's like, I don't know, I got the right wording or whatever, and I don't know if you can feel it, Robin, but it was quite a powerful experience. And so I took it outside and put it outside, and it sat there and rested for a while. I checked on it, and eventually it hopped away and was fine. So how's that?
That's beautiful, and it certainly feels like the frog energy is a messenger. The shamans use frogs to clear auras, the medicine men and women, that's what they would use. And so that's pretty interesting that this energy of purification is entering so profoundly into the show today. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say, Martha, that part of the reason why I appear to be in such an altered state is I do see the masters and Saint Francis with me. I have not gotten any sort of verbal transmission, but I can see them you know, since I woke up, they're in my third eye. And so as you're speaking about this, it just feels like it's building an energetic momentum. And whether the transmission that comes through Divine Mother, Saint Francis, the Masters today, is an energetic transmission through whatever is going on in the show, I really do invite people to open up their higher selves to receive the message of the energy of that prayer into each and every one of us.
Yeah, and for any of you that aren't on board, if you listened last week or read the little show description, you know, on my homepage, we are celebrating this month the birthday of Saint Francis, and actually his birth date is October 4th, and they call it the Feast Day of Saint Francis, most of you that have animals have probably heard throughout the years, in the month of October, many churches have blessings of the animals. And so last week when we were live, and it was closest to October 4th, I did read the official St. Francis Church prayer that's done at official blessings of the animals in churches. I read that a few times on the air, and after all, we had Dr. Nails there, who's, you know, has a healing ministry for animals, and that was really neat. But I received a message, gosh, probably a week and a half ago now, like the middle of the week before last week's show, and it was surprising to me because I had just been reminded that it was Saint Francis. It was, oh shoot, you know, I hadn't even thought about that. The day I got the message, what day do you think it was?
October 4th.
It was October 4th. Could have had a P8 on that. I didn't realize that until just now. All right. So October 4th, I get into the shower. And it's amazing to me how much communication I receive in the bathroom. But I think I'm not an open channel like Robin is. And sometimes, you know, this communication comes in kind of through your right brain. And at least, you know, like when you're in the shower, your left brain is busy, like washing your body and stuff. So it makes me more open to receive this stuff. But all of a sudden, I got St. Francis in the shower with me. It's like, whoa, what are you doing here? It's always a little surprise to me when they pop in when I'm in the shower. But anyway, he came through and he said that he appreciated my being on top of his feast day this year and going and do blessings, you know, for the animals. And he said, by the way, if it's okay with you and Robin, he said, I'll plan a special blessing for the animals and I'll channel it live through Robin on the Robin and Martha show. You know, ahead of time here. And he says, as long as it's okay with Robin. And then Master Yogananda primed in and said, I will sit with you and make sure the channels, you know, are open and help facilitate this. And then St. Francis chimed in and said, and Robin and I can practice between now and then. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking, Robin don't need to practice, man. She's an open channel and she channels all the time. Why is she? And I got from St. Francis, we will practice before then. And so I kind of just dismissed that. And I called later to alert Robin and find out if it was going to be okay for her to do this, I didn't get a hold of her. I just left a message. And all I said in the message was that what had happened and that she was going to be channeling St. Francis live on this particular show. I didn't tell her about the practice part. Well, then I went off and did my thing. And by the next day, you know, Robin has the soul spa at robinalexis.com. And there's a lot of dialogue between, you know, members of the soul spa and blogging and stuff that goes on her website, and people ask questions and so forth. And then she, her radio show and all of that. Well, I'm cracking up because all of a sudden St. Francis is everywhere. Everyone she's answering, that she's St. Francis is here and St. Francis is doing this and that and all this stuff. And I'm laughing because she doesn't even know I said they had to practice first. She said, oh, and St. Francis is walking right through my kitchen now, you know. So it was really kind of neat how that came down. And Robin, so you can confirm, of course, everything I'm saying.
Yeah, what a validation for you, because, you know, St. Francis isn't a presence that normally comes to me to speak through me. And it was just an incredible thing. Because when I first got your message, I was like, what's she talking about? I don't channel St. Francis.
Well, and then you all had of a never sudden, channeled St. Francis before,
no.
right?
And yeah. No. And then I got that I was supposed to offer crystal sound bowl healings and St. Francis blessings to individuals who posted in the blog on my website, robinalexis.com, which I did. And then after that is when you told me that you'd actually gotten that would be happening, but you dismissed it. Well, and I do also want to say, you know, you speak frequently on your show about Christine Raposa and Love Song,
right.
the organization she has on Facebook to pray for people. Well, when Christine came to visit me, must be 4 months ago now, we had gone to a very special place here in Mount Shasta called the Peace Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And you can walk the labyrinth there with your prayers. And there happens to be a large statue of St. Francis there, which I'd never spent any time at. But when she came, we went and we were in the presence of St. Francis. Well, when Christine left, she left me about 40 clear quartz crystals.
Mm.
And she said, you know, do with these what you're guided to do to help the animals. Well, about 2 weeks later, I was guided to bring all of those clear quartz crystals and place them at the foot of the statue of St. Francis.
Mm.
So it feels like this moment that is happening has been beginning about 4 months ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like there's a fluidity here of energy.
Well, and it's interesting because hopefully Christine is listening like she usually does, because one of the first animals in the news stories is something we need her to post on Facebook. However, I'm going to interrupt our conversation right now because we've kind of got a new schedule going on Animal World here, and we have two commercial breaks during the show now instead of one, and I'm practicing myself to get comfortable with that and so that I can automatic pilot it like I usually do. So we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour, realize that this is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. We'll come back and we'll tell you what's actually the rest of what's going on today. And we are still doing the Designing Health Missing Link giveaway, but it's not in this break. So just hold on. I'll tell you about that when we get back. And we will get on with the show straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Interest rates are low and you're considering refinancing. But where do you go? You want an experienced lender and a reputable company. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, investment, and reverse mortgages. You want a mortgage lender who works with 65 different investors and someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL 803075.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. You're listening to Animal World, and for that, I say thank you, and you picked a good Sunday to be here, because woohoo, we're out in the ozone this week. Mike's got to have that woohoo music ready to go. And let's see, we got, well, we covered a lot of bases about what we're celebrating, the Feast of St. Francis, and St. Francis and the Masters are piled into Robin's kitchen. And we will be doing a special blessing for the animals. I have a feeling that we probably will start the last hour, the 11 o'clock hour, with that. And my thinking there is that we have our largest audience in that third hour of the show. However, I want to remind all of you that this entire show will, of course, be archived in the Animal World Archives, which you access from going to www.marthanorwalk.com, and you click on the audio archive link on the homepage, and you can listen to past shows, and you'll be able to listen to this show. And I set up the energy earlier today that the blessings, well, anybody that listens to or participates in Animal World, animals or humans, get a special blessing every week anyway. But I set up the energy for these St. Francis blessings to go out to all that are listening this week, but to anybody and the animals that are around when the archives are played. So if you know, you want to tell somebody about the show, they can go and listen and receive the energy from all of this, in addition to it going out all over the place today as we speak. So let's see. I've got another recall and information about last week's recall. We've got some follow-up and animals in the news. And, you know, we've been archiving some special stories of animals in the news that Mike has requested. We put them in the Robin and Martha pile. We've got those coming back at us. And we right now have scheduled the fall and winter tip to run at 10 o'clock. But if we don't have to do you know what, we'll probably dump it. So I don't know if we'll run it or not. But then we will do current events because there's, as long as I'm talking about that, there's some stuff happening today. So you better know that in case you want to be driving. All right, here we go. Happening today, this is the last day of free adoptions at the Seattle Humane here in Factoria. And all fees are waived on all cats, dogs, and other critters, you know, rabbits and pocket pets. No fee. Free adoptions today. And they open, it's their adoption blitz. They open at 11 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. today. So you could be listening to Animal World and drive on up to the up or over or down or whatever you do to get to Seattle Humane in Factoria if you'd like to adopt an animal and take advantage of the waived adoption fees. So that is today. And oh, kitty people, woohoo! I'd be doing this if I wasn't here. And it is the last day of the Evergreen Cat Fanciers Paws in the Pumpkin Patch, a 12-ring championship and household pet cat show. It is at the Tukwila Community Center. It was yesterday. It is today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Adults, $6 to get in. Seniors, $4. Kids, $12 and under are free. You can get a discount coupon at www.evergreencatfanciers.org/October. So if you want to go to the cat show today, maybe there'd be Abyssinians and you can see the type of cat that owns the cat part of my heart. So that's our happenings today. And then I'll give you the rest of the new current event stuff when we do current events, which will be towards the end of the second hour, provided I'm on time. And you know how often that happens. Well, it happens when we start the show and when we end the show. What happens in the middle kind of just depends. Although we did hit that first break. Not right on time, but close. Yeah, good enough. So that's kind of cool. All right. Now, we are also doing the Designing Health Missing Link giveaway again today. Our generous sponsors are allowing you to pick up and try Missing Link for your animal friends for free. And the way this works is, and if you don't know, Missing Link is the fabulous supplement that's made from human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources, and it provides, it's designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed food. So if you're feeding a raw food diet to your animal friends, you probably don't need the Missing Link, although it would really help. And my cats now, because I'm taking the horse Missing Link. Guess who's eating the horse Missing Link with me? When I put it there, I have Greek yogurt fans and Abyssinian suits. And when I put the horse Missing Link in it, they want it too. So they're now getting Missing Link. At any rate, if you're feeding cooked or processed food, you ought to be doing the Missing Link. It comes in a dog formula, skin and coat, or joint and hip. Comes in a cat formula and a bird formula, a horse formula, but we're not giving that away. So when you hear me, when I do the live Designing Health Missing Link commercial, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. And then that's your clue to pick up the phone and call Kathy or Aji, tell them the word of the day, and then you get to choose which version of Missing Link you want. One of the dog formulas, the cat formula, or the bird formula. So here are the phone numbers. Jot them down so that they're handy. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. 5569. And remember, the rules are that if you have won a contest on this station, 1150 KKNW, on any show in the last 30 days, you are not eligible. So don't call, because Mr. and Mrs. KKNW check. Okay, so you're on the honor system here. And other than that, you are free to win. And Bob even called in once, and he won. So cool. So anyway, remember, pick up your phones and call when you hear the Missing Link word of the day. And I will tell you, I am loving taking it again. I got off it when they quit making the human Missing Link. But when we talked to Dr. Bob Collette, you know, the creator of Missing Link, he said, you know, he and his friends take the horse formula. So we got some and I'm taking it. I love it. I just being able to get the omega-3, 6, and 9 oils in my system again from a healthy source and on a consistent basis is really changing my skin. And I know that at my age, and my mom had issues with this, like the lower parts of my legs, you know, below the shin sort of area, that's where I think you have the least amount of circulation. And it tends to get dry, and like if I get scrapes and scratches on my lower legs, they don't heal that fast. Whoa, what a difference. You know, little things that had just sort of been there for a long time, they're all gone. They're all healed up just with the omega-3 and 6 oils. So remember, if you want to get rid of wrinkles, you want to heal your skin, you do it from the inside out. Now, it doesn't mean you can't pile on topical stuff. That's helpful, but it doesn't help as much as taking in the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, especially, and now in the 9s, too. And the Missing Link provides that. And now, the one caveat is that if you don't, now, Aji and I, you and I talked about this. If you don't have enough fiber in your diet on a consistent basis, if you start taking a lot of Missing Link right away, it will begin a detoxing process in your body, and you can get a little gassy. Okay. But like now, Aji, she started doing the Missing Link, and she apparently eats a really good diet. I mean, she experienced this earlier in her life, but she knows this. So she eats lots of fiber. So she went right on it. She didn't have that problem. Well, I'm here to tell you I did, because I know. I told you. I know I don't get enough fiber, and I don't get enough omega-3 and 6 oil. So instead of weaning on really slowly, I just started taking a pile of it right away. So I take like 2 to 3 tablespoons a day. But if you want to avoid that, you start really, really little amounts and gradually wean up. But I have to say, I've been doing it long enough that that's not a problem anymore. My system is now regulated. I went through the detoxing. Anyway, so it's very cool. So that's my Missing Link story. Let's see. What else have I got to tell you? Oh, hallelujah. We have a welcome. We just have to have some kind of welcome music. Applause. Oh, drum roll. We could do a drum roll, please. And Mike has it, but I understand from the powers that be that we now have one. Is that the case? We do. Okay. So we get to welcome a new advertiser today. So whenever you're still looking, you're ready. Yay. That was it? You said it was a good one.
No, I said it was better than the one we have.
Here, I'm expecting some great, big, wonderful. Because before he said, no, the drum roll we got is really crummy. We're not using it. And then he told me the other day, I found a better drum roll. So I thought, this is being really.
Okay, here's the old drum roll. It's not even playing. Hold on a second. Okay, one more time. Here's the old drum roll.
Okay. Okay.
Here's the new one.
They don't sound all that much different to me, yeah. Do they? Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. Yeah. All right, I think we need a roaring applause crowd. So let's look for applause for now. So anyway, we'll do our own drum roll. I am delighted to welcome... Hey, there we go.
Oh, that's good, Mike. Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Okay, there we are.
Why don't you file that drum roll?
Yeah, we'll go.
Under what?
Well, you never know. We might want a little snare drum because I can tell it's a snare drum.
It was. Not
a, yeah, okay. How about that? Did you know that?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, here's something, Mike. Can you do both at the same time?
Sure.
Well, we could do the drum roll and then the applause, or the applause and then finish with the. I don't know. How do you think? There we go. Yeah, that is it.
He's good.
He is good, isn't he? Ooh. All right, that's excellent. All right,
just for you.
You met
special announcement.
And our special announcement, yes, because you met him last week, and you got to meet him in person, and you even got some free healing sessions if you were with us at Jones & Company Pets last week, and that would be Dr. Niels Rasmussen. He has the healing ministry for animals, and... Oh, boy, I even had Robin, because I thought this guy's energy was so spectacular, and he was doing such miraculous healing work, and I was really astonished at what he was able to do for me in a 10-minute demo, you know, at a little seminar, I felt that I was being directed that he was going to be instrumental in helping to heal the animals and especially getting us to the cure for the Pleckner syndrome. And Robin, you were able to confirm all of that when you looked at the energy and what he's doing, correct?
Oh, I love this guy. I'm really curious how you spell his last name, too. Do you guys have that there?
Dr. Nels is his first name, N-E-L-S, Rasmussen, which is R-A-S-M-U-S-S-E-N. And his website is www.nelshealingministry.com. Nelshealingministry.com. Now, he's also a human chiropractor, and I found when I was perusing his website that he has a website for human patients as well. He does very little physical manipulation anymore. He just does this BEST technique, which is bioenergetic synchronization technique. And it's a means of, we kind of determined in our interview last week, that it's sort of like rebooting the body's electrical system and getting it back in balance, which kind of underlies, you know, the health of the patient. And I was amazed at what he did for me. He did a lot of healing work on a number of dogs last week at the store. Kathy, he worked on your Squeaky, Kathy's kitty who has FIP and whose life has been saved by Dr. Al Pleckner's protocol.
In a big way.
Yeah. I mean, because the bottom line, if you didn't hear the story about Kathy's Squeaky, Robin is well aware because she and I have been, of course, you know, doing healing work and sending energy. But we could not have done anything for her if we hadn't treated Pleckner syndrome. Mm-hmm. And because FIP is considered fatal in veterinary medicine. And she was so far gone that your vet ordered you to go home and call the mobile vet to make the appointment for her euthanasia within the following 3 days.
Oh, yeah. She said it would be the most two thing I could do.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when you finally stomped your foot and she said, all right, cat's dying. We'll try the Pleckner protocol.
Well, she didn't quite say it that way, but...
Close to it. But anyway, that's she did finally agree. And, of course, now the cat, we are at least 3 weeks, if not on the way to four, down the line.
And she's been having, through the whole thing, just going up and down. And this week, it's just, she's going strong.
Yeah, and that's and we believe that that's some of the energy that Dr. Nails
Absolutely.
Added. Because Kathy didn't bring Squeaks out to Jones and Company. It was too far and long a trip. But he worked on her absentee. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting, wasn't it, Kathy? Because he picked up blockages and imbalances in Squeaks, but he found the same ones in you.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to, long distance-wise, balance Kathy and then balance the cat. And then actually had Robin look at the energy, and Kathy and I are going to do a little work to finally tweak it all together after the show today.
Well, we first need to figure out what that all means. But...
Well, Kathy doesn't understand it. I'm going to explain it to her.
Okay.
Robin, can take a look at Squeaky now, because Dr. Nails did do some emails back and forth with Kathy. Does Squeak still need the work that you and I talked about me doing with Kathy after the show?
I don't know, because it seems to me Squeaks actually came to me even before you guys started talking about her. She looks fantastic to me.
Ah, so maybe the work that Dr. Nails and Kathy did via email.
I think it's been very successful.
Okay, I will explain to her what we saw previously, though, so that she understands it, and give her that little ritual if she needs to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And one of the terms that's coming in, it's like the cat's energy was sort of like a delicate lodge. And an energy had accidentally, if you will, kind of bumped into it and bruised it and was on the verge of tearing its little delicate lodge energy field. And what I'm seeing is that the work that everybody did from the inside out has really helped this cat reestablish its own healthy energy field, that little delicate lodge around this precious little being. Beautiful animal.
Yeah, yeah.
She is, isn't she, Robin?
She's very, very special. I think she's very sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, she's smiling at me right now. She says she does still want you to talk to Martha after the show because she wants you to have the information and the skill set, because even though she's doing well right now, she doesn't want that energy to bump up into her little delicate lodge again. And
all
she
right,
knows
yeah.
you don't want that either. So
okay, all right. Then we will
important.
Do our work together after the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors again for the last time in this hour here very shortly. And but I just want to again say welcome to Dr. Nails and for becoming part of the Animal World family of advertisers. We hope he'll be here for a long time with us. I wouldn't hesitate for a second. He does house calls, and he travels all over the area here. And if you're too far south out of his traveling range, I mean, he goes up to the Canadian border. He goes down all the way to kind of the Maple Valley, you know, Blacktown. He goes to Black Diamond area down in there, and in between, then he can rendezvous with you. He works out of some of the pet stores in the area, and sometimes does presentations and then sessions with people after that. And I believe he's going to, I can't give you an official announcement, but it sounded like Michelle at Jones & Company was very interested in having him work out of the Jones & Company store. So we'll keep you appraised about all of that. And I want to let you know that if you didn't get a chance to hear him, you might want to listen to the archive show of last week so you can hear all about Dr. Nails. And you can do that at www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the audio archives and listen to October 7th show. And then know that next week, October 21st, that's the third Sunday of the month. It's a Kevin and Kim Sunday. And in the first hour of next week's show, they will be interviewing Dr. Nails because they need to know all about him, too. So he will be on the show again with Kevin and Kim in the first hour next week. So, woohoo. All righty then. I think we've got business out of the way. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. When we continue, we will. I'll tell you about the recall. We'll get into the follow-up and start powwowing and all this animal stuff that Robin and I need to tune into. And we're working our way to the St. Francis blessings as... Oh, and I'm going to tell you my story, too. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I don't know, it's a Robin and Martha Sunday, so gifted Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis is here, Mike is here, Kathy's here, Aji's here, and I don't, you folks here, I... Talking to Robin, it was kind of like a bummer because they still got sun down there in Mount Shasta. But our weather has changed after our 80-day streak of no rain here in the Seattle area. You can believe that? We kind of got spoiled. And I don't know about you guys, but yesterday I was out and I stopped at the grocery store on the way home. And I'm in a strip mall in Monroe. And I got out of the car and the sky's getting dark and the wind is blowing. And I'm like... Where am I? It was kind of like Dorothy in Oz, you know? It was like, whoa, what is all of this? I don't want to be in this. And I ran into the store and I came and I was like, and it was like, I don't belong. I was like, wait a minute. You do live in Washington. You know, this is like normal. It's just you having it. But are y'all having like shock waves about the weather changing?
I'm actually enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Well, the falling leaves, the colors, the coolness, I'm good with it. And the best part is my car's a little cleaner.
That mine too. Yeah, and I'm not complaining because I actually my trees are like doing the happy dance.
Yeah.
With the water, the rain, mm-hmm. And I'm actually delighted that we're getting rain, and I'm okay with all of that. But you said two words that don't actually delight me. I mean, as much as I enjoy fall and all of this, but falling leaves. Because, you know, I have this little protected little area where, you know, it's like warmer or cooler, depending, and wetter or, you know, not so dry. And it's this little piece of heaven. But just don't even get me started about leaves falling and all what I have to do to deal with all these.
See, so, I no longer rake leaves, ever.
Well, I was just going to suggest that you might want to just cruise on out to Martha's and get your fill of mowing and raking and leaves and all of that, because
I don't
I'd
see that
love
happening.
Some. You could come out and help. It would be great fun. It would be a good bonding experience.
I gave all that up years ago, and it'd be just a shame to go back on it now.
No, I'm thinking it's a shame that you're missing out since you say you love
it so much. No, I've been there, done that. I'm good.
Oh, well, so much for
nice
that.
Nice try.
Well, anyway, yeah. I'm just,
Kathy might be up for it, though.
It's a great form of exercise. Yeah.
Nothing against
well,
exercise.
Well, it's fun to be outside, fresh air and
fresh
all of that. And I'm just pleased.
So are you
though.
Volunteering, Kathy?
Ah.
Well, Aji's waving her hand. Are you volunteering, Aji?
Sounds like a work party.
Okay. Aji says she'll come help. Well, yeah. But, yeah, you haven't seen leaves until you've been to my house.
I don't know.
Well,
you mean the depth.
Yeah, I mean, even now, well, for the last, at least the last 2 months, my grass, you know, after a few days after I've mowed it, it's covered with leaves. And so the good news is, see, is that so far, until it gets too wet or the grass stops growing, I can mow them now. But eventually I'm going to have to start blowing them and all of that. And yeah, anyway, anybody wants to do leaves, let me know. Okay, so where are we here? Oh, okay. Recall, I learned some interesting stuff about recalls this week. If you have birds and you were listening last week, what got me started was the Zupreme pellet recall. It's probably the most popular commercial bird food. And I read that it's a voluntary recall, and I gave you expiration dates. It's the Zupreme medium, large, and large fruit blend with natural fruit flavors maintenance formula bird foods. That's the variety that was recalled. And then here, part of what consumers are advised to review the backside and the use-by best date to determine if the product is part of the recall. Now get this, all Zupreme channels, including distributors and retailers, have been notified of the voluntary recall. Each partner has been asked to immediately remove these products from store shelves. Here is my warning. Baloney. And I got conference of the confirmation this week, because I spoke with Allie at Earth Pet in Issaquah, Kathy's favorite pet store. Soon we'd hope to become part of our Animal World family. At any rate, they have a beautiful big new store. I spoke with Allie this week, and she told me that she was shocked to find out about this Zupreme recall last week. She found out the same way I did, which was through this email blast from the bird groups that we're now involved with because of the bird groups we've had on Animal World Shelter Show. And that's how I found out about the recall, so I announced it last week. Well, Allie said she got the same email that I did and read this about everybody's been notified. She went immediately to the store. She said they had not been notified by anybody, not the company, not the distributor, not anybody, and they had the recalled product on their shelves. She, of course, pulled them all away, and she was delighted to be able to tell me that it was a new shipment and had just been put out with a new store move, so they had not sold any of it. And she was able to remove it before it got out into anybody's hands. But I want you to know that, because I tell you about these recalls and you think, oh, I use that product, but I just bought it, my store would have known it can't be bad. Don't assume that the stores know and they've been able to pull it, because, you know, this even says in black and white that they've notified everybody. Well, they have not. Okay, and who knows where the communication broke down. But so you need to pay attention yourselves. Now, the newest recall, just got this one yesterday. Nature's Recipe voluntarily recalls Nature's Recipe oven-baked biscuits because of possible salmonella contamination. Man, is that happening a lot lately or what? Now, these are manufactured in their U.S. plant, so we can't blame this one on China. Okay. But if you feed Nature's Recipes oven-baked biscuits, you better check. No pet or consumer illnesses from the product have been reported to date, but it's important that you return the product if you have potentially contaminated product. The affected lots of Nature's Recipe oven-baked biscuits with real chicken were distributed nationally, primarily through pet specialty retailers. And if you've purchased them, stop feeding the product, discard immediately, you know, or take them back. Obviously, I would take them back and get a credit or, you know, a refund or a new product. And there is a consumer hotline. You can go to www.naturesrecipe.com or call their consumer hotline 24 hours a day, 800-237-3856. 800-237-3856. So don't trust that the stores know, because and it's not their fault, but they don't know sometimes. So there you go. All right. I'm going to, because we're getting closer to Halloween, Robin, I'd like you to tune in to this one as I talk about it to see if you get a hit, if this is really something that we need to be concerned about. I told you about this when I got the press release a couple of weeks ago, but let's see. So social networking is a hotspot for animal rescue networking and advocacy. But for every animal advocate, there is an anti-animal villain that emerges, such as the case of the mysterious poster who declared October 31st, 2012, National Kill a Pit Bull Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. And this announcement popped up on Tumblr, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and that reads in part, I'm hereby announcing, you know, October 31st, National Kill a Pit Bull Day. After you take the kids trick-or-treating, keep your costume or round up some friends and kill as many pit bulls as you can before midnight. Now, I hesitated to even read it on the air, but I'm doing it because, and Robin, I want you to see if you can really feel, is this really something? But the fact that it was out there, that it's there, I'm just wondering, if you have pit bulls, please be extra careful with them, you know, this Halloween. And don't leave them in yards unattended. I wouldn't even take them out. Mm-hmm. You know, keep them inside and protect your beloveds, your dogs. Are you getting anything on that, Robin?
Well, I'm feeling that's not only for that particular animal. My sense is that we really need to look out for all the animals.
Especially black cats as well.
Yeah, no, there's something weird coming down. And when you started speaking about that, I felt St. Francis stirring in me. So I think that there's something going on here. We really do need to
pay
attention.
Well, okay, St. Francis, while we're speaking, I don't. Maybe it's possible then when you bring through the blessing for the animals and so forth in the third hour today, that perhaps could y'all send some energy that could help dissipate this Halloween energy or something for the animals. I know we still need to be careful and take care of our animal friends, but maybe there's something that the masters can do energetically.
Yeah.
Through what we do today on the air that might help. dissipate this. So, because I don't want to put you in fear. I don't, you know, what we fear, we attract. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to worry about it and put the negativity out there to make it worse. But I do want you to take care of your animal friends and make sure that they're safe throughout that whole weekend. And, you know, many rescues and shelters, they stop adopting out black cats for the few days before and after Thanksgiving on general principles. So that's been going on for years.
Halloween.
I mean, Halloween. What did I say?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving. No, yeah, let's have Thanksgiving for a safe Halloween, I hope, this year. But, yeah, a lot of shelters won't adopt out black cats. Okay, so... Ready? We don't call this the fastest 3 hours in radio for nothing, but Zoom. Well, is everybody okay? Can we just turn this puppy right around and keep on rolling? How about we do that? You get enough of my tips on other shows, and y'all know it's fall and all of that. I think we're good. So we're just gonna turn this hour right around. And Animal World will continue. It's a Robin and Martha Sunday, so stay right where you are. We're getting into the good stuff right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.